This is KROV Oroville, 91.1 FM. Also heard on the World Wide Web at KROV.FM, community radio. And it's time for an Our Town program. And today's special guest, Sharon Hope, and she's a dowser. And if you're not sure what that's all about, stick around. I guarantee you'll learn some things you never knew were true, and they are. So Sharon, welcome very much. And maybe as an introduction, well, aren't you in the Yellow Pages actually? Don't you advertise your services?
I used to be in the Yellow Pages under Water Well Locator.
Yeah.
But I did find out that almost all, probably 95% of my business comes from referrals, either from the well drillers or previous customers.
Okay. So then you fulfilled, probably not the same way, but the vision of a dowser. I see somebody with a forked branch. Might have to be from a willow tree or something like that, and holding both ends of it and walking around. How accurate is that in terms of what dowsing is for you today and what dowsing's like?
Well, with everything I've learned in the last 40 years, it's actually very accurate when you've taken lessons from someone who knows how to do it. And so you know what you're doing. Basically, it's asking questions. And if you have a fresh branch, and it doesn't have to be a willow, but it can be a digger pine, which are plentiful around here, and I find that works very well off of a living tree. And if you take a branch and it looks like a forked stick, so you have two branches to hold on, one in each hand, then if you hold it up at about a 45 degree angle, as you walk across the land, it'll start turning down where the water is.
And if we have excuse me, folks today who have a property and they want to locate some water, sometimes they might find it maybe in more than one location, and sometimes they're interested in how deep and how much. Are these things that can be determined too by dowsing?
We can determine the amount and the depth. However, we give kind of a ballpark figure, because there's a lot more involved than just how much water is running through the vein. It's how much can actually be recovered to the surface, and how close the drill actually got to the vein. So if you have a vein like we have in the foothills here, that they can be just several inches wide, or they can be several feet wide. So as you can imagine, say the average well depth is 300 feet. And as they drill down into the rock, they have to go straight down from the point that you indicate in order to reach the maximum amount of water.
So you could miss it by a little bit and be totally out of it. You would have no water. It's amazing how accurate it has to be. What got you started in this whole idea anyway? How does this happen? Somebody doesn't just say, here, Sharon, let's show you this. How do you do this? What happens?
My first experience was when I was about 25 and I was pregnant with my fourth child. And, of course, then we didn't have anything to determine the sex of the child except dowsing. So, and, of course, they've used that for, I don't know what, centuries, for sexing chicks. And so I was visiting a friend, and she had another friend over, and she said, well, you can determine whether you're going to have a boy or a girl. And I said, well, how do you do that? And so she told me to use my ring and put it on my chain, my necklace, and just swing it over my wrist. And if it went the length of the arm, it would be a boy. And if it went across the wrist, then it would be a girl. Well, I was so sure I was going to have a girl. I already had two boys and a girl, and that would be perfect. And so it kept swinging the length of the arm. There was nothing I could do to make it go the other way. That was my very first experience with what you might call pendulum dowsing.
Okay, that brings up another point. Again, typically, historically, we think of the forked branch and so on. But you've already come up with another. So talk maybe a bit about the things you can use. And along with that comes how adaptable they are and where they come from. Now, this was your ring. Would it have mattered if it were somebody else's ring in this particular case?
It was my wedding ring, yes.
So it would have mattered if you borrowed a ring, it might not have worked, or...
Well, according to this lady, it had to be my ring. But however, I've learned since then that anything that'll swing makes a pendulum.
Okay.
It could be a paper clip on a thread. Okay. So I learned that from Walter Woods, who was my main mentor. He used to live here in Oroville. He was very famous dowser. He died a couple of years ago. He was also a... instructor over at Yuba College, and he taught x-ray technology. So he came at it from a scientific viewpoint, and he would tell us all the different experiments that have been done with dowsers and the brainwave activity and such.
So somehow, do you have any kind of explanation as to how something like this might work? It sure seems like it's unbelievable is what it is. It's believable but unbelievable, if you know what I mean. It's a very powerful thought.
Well, exactly, because we're going with basically our intuition. We're going with belief system. So you have to believe, you have to, it's almost like saying a prayer or asking for something in a prayer. Dowsing itself is you're either finding something or you're looking for the answer to a question.
Okay, that's sort of, okay. Okay, I'm just writing this down because...
So you could either be finding water. Or we have gold dowsers. We have dowsers who look for precious gemstones like diamonds. So you may not be looking for just water, which is usually what dowsing is associated with.
Yet, if you're looking for something other than water, then when you start this process, you identify specifically what you're after.
Exactly. You have to know what you want, what you're looking for, and all the specifics. So it's actually best to do what you're doing, and that's to write down exactly what you're looking for and all the specifics. So if I'm looking for a water well, I want to find at least 5 gallons a minute, and I want it to be within, say, 300 to 500 feet. And so I'll specify all of these criteria. So it's like asking our Creator to guide you to the location where that it could meet your needs. So then you specify everything.
And again, you sort of taught yourself, or how much, in fact, for anybody listening, how much do you do on your own and how much do you rely upon information you can get to guide you on this pathway?
When I first started dowsing, I mean really getting into it, which is was around 1976 when I met Walt Woods here in Oroville, and he went to the Unity Church and gave lessons after church. And I was just glued to every word he said. And I read every book I could find on it. I went to every dowsing organization around Northern California when they had meetings and speakers. I asked questions. I practiced. So basically, I was learning from other dowsers who had been doing it for either a long, long time or were very well experienced and good at what they were doing. And just asked a lot of questions, and I practiced.
Okay, so basically with you, with your introduction, it was a success. I mean, it told you, even though your instincts told you your child was going to be a girl, dowsing says, sorry, ma'am, but...
I think it was my ego telling me it was a girl. So we got the ego... And then we've got the intuition, and the ego generally can override the intuition.
Yeah, okay, that's another thing. Life as we live it is so structured. Everything is so defined and so on. That's something I've had trouble with. I've tried to explore dowsing somewhat, and to get into this world where you really don't know much, you might have intuition. It seems insurmountable. You've probably taught many people to douse, have you?
Yes.
And how do you have a way to reach them in a fashion that they get the picture and are able to do this?
I think the best way is the way I learned, and first was in a small class with a good instructor, and then he advised me to go to the West Coast Conference, and that's the American Society of Dowsers conference that is held every 2 years in Santa Cruz, which is coming up the first weekend in July. So if anybody wants to learn more about dowsing, this is the place to go, because you've got a week-long introduction, and you can just dive right into all these different subjects that you can douse for, oil and health products and different foods, and is this GMO, is this a gluten-free product? So there's so many things you can douse for, and it's basically the never-ending story, because aren't we asking ourselves questions almost, several times a day?
Yes, you're right, if you put it that way. We're in a pattern, we're living a life, but we have thoughts. What's next, where? How am I going to get there? What am I going to do? What do I need to take? Where's the vacuum cleaner? Whatever silliness, but it's true. It's true, isn't it?
Really, I've used it for something as simple as finding the papers I needed to take to the DMV.
My goodness.
So I couldn't remember where I'd put them, and I had like stuff in the house, stuff in the car, and I... So basically, I used body dowsing, and I just stood between the house and the car, and my body just kind of moved towards the car. So I trusted that feeling, and I went to the car, and then I stood there, and it's like you're in a state of relaxation, and you're just thinking about what you're looking for. So I could see the paper in my mind, because I was very familiar with it, and then suddenly my body moved towards this box, just a subtle movement. So okay, I opened the box, and there it was.
Wow, that seems incredible. That really, really does. But in entering this state of mind, which is so different, at least in my mind, from just everyday living. It seems so difficult, yet I bet that's the problem. You create difficulty, and it's really there waiting.
I find the difficult thing is when I'm trying to find it and I feel stressed.
Okay.
But if I just relax and picture in my mind what I want or what I'm looking for, car keys, whatever. We call this intuitive dowsing. So it's basically using what you might call mother's intuition.
Yeah.
So you know the answer to something, and if you relax and get into that relaxed state, you're more likely to remember what you did with your keys. You can use dowsing tools
so,
like L-rods, but...
Yeah. Okay, so in a way, you're not really, in that case, finding something lost as you are clearing your mind, which will tell you if all that other garbage wasn't in there.
There you go.
Just what you need, huh?
Now, I do that. I clear my mind when I go dowsing for water for someone. So someone calls me and say, I need a well out in Berry Creek. I clear my mind, especially on the way out there. I turn the radio off. I don't want any interference. And I get in touch with just like a peacefulness. And I'm thinking about what they need. And say they need water for their house and they've run out. So we want to find them at least 5 gallons a minute. So I'm actually just getting into a relaxed state, and I'm not thinking about anything else except that water. And generally ahead of time, I'll have Comer's Print Shop print me out a colored map of the property from that satellite view, and I will map douse it before I go out.
Can you explain map dowsing?
Okay, so map dowsing is where we use a tool like a pendulum or a small L rod, and we can actually locate the aquifers on the map, because the map actually becomes the property. It is the property.
Sure.
So if we do that ahead of time, then that saves me a lot of time and the owner money, because I don't have to be out there so long. I can have them take me to the certain locations where the aquifers are.
Do you get an indication? Maybe that's asking too much. Do you get an indication on the map as to the productivity, as to like, yes, there's an aquifer, but it's kind of a dead end, or here's one that's really loaded, or is that something you kind of have to do?
I can actually map out the aquifers on the map, and then I can get the gallons per minute. But what I'll get is, since the gallons per minute varies in your water veins, it's not always like 5 gallons a minute. It can be anywhere. It may vary from 2 to 10.
Okay, but you do have an idea even before you step on that land where you're going.
Yes.
Oh, folks, by the way, this is still KROV Oroville 91.1 FM, also www.krov.fm on the internet, and this is Our Town. And Sharon Hope is this morning's guest, and she's a dowser, and if you've been listening, you kind of know a bit about what a dowser really is and what she can do. I think one of the things that intrigued me, I don't know, I wish I could find the book again, but there was a book about ghost towns of Northern California, or haunted houses of California, Nevada, or something. It seemed like there are places where people would go and somehow there would be evidence of another presence, something that happened too often to be a coincidence, that something was going on, and whether these presences were trying to warn, trying to communicate, or just simply existing. I don't know what that would be called, but is that a form of dowsing, trying to learning about these things?
We do deal with those type of energies occasionally, and I do teach a class on what we call spirit releasement.
Mm-hmm.
So if we locate what we call a detrimental spirit, then we can go through that spirit releasement process.
Hmm. And something we're missing here, big time. We don't want people to have to douse for contact information. We want to know. So you mentioned yourself and your availability, and then conference, telephone, website, whatever you can give us so that somebody can, plus I can post it on the web, somebody can locate you.
Yes.
Or your compadres.
The main organization, the American Society of Dowsers, is located in Vermont, and they have a conference in June, and it's in Saratoga Springs, New York. So that's our main big conference. If you go to the website for the American Society of Dowsers, it's dowsers.org, dowsers.org. So that would be for our main national organization. The local organization is the Gold Country Dowsers, so we are a chapter of the American Society of Dowsers. And we do have meetings the first Sunday of the month. So we had one 2 days ago. And we will have one in June, June 5th. And that will be at the library here in Oroville at Lincoln and Mitchell. And that's at 1 o'clock. So 1 p.m., June 5th. And we will be discussing different types of dowsing, and we'd be happy to have you come and join us.
Any phone number or anything like that?
Yeah, you can call...
Or website, whatever.
Yeah, you can call 534-3516. 534-3516.
So that's Gold Country Dowsers. That'll
right.
Get you in touch with that. Okay.
So I've been the president of that club for about 30 years now.
Yikes. Hope you're... That's
the strictly voluntary.
Yeah.
And I teach and, hold classes. I can hold private classes. So it's just whatever somebody needs.
Are there some folks who are more likely or less likely to be able to absorb the information and the skills in a functional way? In other words, are there some people that no matter what, it isn't going to work because of a mindset? Or are there some people that come by it naturally?
I think most people actually can learn how to douse if they can sit still long enough to learn it in our active society here, and if they can get away from all the electronics and everything.
Yeah. I think I remember you mentioning something about, in fact, it might have been at the Santa Cruz conference or somewhere, where you were working with children.
Yes, I teach children's classes at the conference in Santa Cruz.
And how do they work compared to adults?
They learn much quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, they basically, children copy adults. They copy what they do. Adults sit there and question everything and ask questions. Well, how does this work? And how do you know this is right? And I don't think I'm getting the right answer. And these kind of things go on all the time with adults. The children just do it.
So one of the recommendations for anyone interested in pursuing dowsing is to try to go back, be a child, think like
a
child.
Be as a child.
Be as a child. Well, there's worse things to be. they're little rascals, but there is a certain, as you say.
Oh, they're sponges.
They're just, yeah, they're like their antennas are out all the time. They're taking in everything. And sometimes they probably aren't as judgmental as we are either, because they're open. And they'll form their judgments as they mature.
Yes.
My goodness. Again, Sharon Hope today, dowser. And what I have in a brief note here is intuition belief system. Ask specifically, write it down. And things you're looking for answers to, are there some things that people are blocked from receiving through dowsing? Are there times when you look for an answer and somehow you get the idea, don't go there, or there's
nothing?
Oh,
yes. If your pendulum doesn't move off of the ready position, then you're either not ready for that answer or you just can't access that answer at that time. We have to be, you know, careful in dowsing, because we don't want to try to douse somebody else's information. So if you think you can check on your husband or your wife, you may not get an answer on that. So it's almost like looking into somebody's diary. We have to ask permission to douse questions.
So I think for sure, no matter how you go about dowsing, very first is it okay if I do this? And then from there you may proceed, huh? And what indications do you get if you're on the wrong track? If you say, may I, blah, 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 or whatever, is there something that kind of shocks you or lets you know, forget it?
First we ask something like, can I, may I, should I douse for? Mm-hmm. And then you say what you're dowsing for. And you'll either get a yes or a no.
Just like that.
Just like that.
So you don't have to go farther than
right.
that. Or you're
it
given...
It actually shortcuts process of finding information.
Wow. Okay, Sharon. What do we got? Coming up in Santa Cruz... A major deal. I thought I had the date of June. No. Let's see, what do we have here? We have, in July, first week in July, West Coast conference.
And if you go to West Coast Dowsers website.
Yeah.
They have all the information on there. They also have the information on dowsers.org.
Okay, so I'm going to write that one down. West Coast Dowsers. Be a little more specific for us. Westcoastdowsers.org. Local. Again, I might have asked you this before, but this is such a... it's almost like the sun going around, or the earth going around the sun. It's just so much a part of life, yet it's like it's hidden from so many people.
Yes, and before, let's say before a couple hundred years ago, it was very well practiced. We have petroglyphs that show people dowsing with branches way back 10,000 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
There is one actual etching of a dowser on top of the ground. And he's got a forked stick holding in his hands. And then you see a cutout of the earth with the different layers, the dirt and then the rocks. And then it shows below that, it shows like something looks like it's sparkling, like gold. And then it shows water. And this is many years ago that this was done.
Wow. So what's the odds that this is going to change any in terms of it being known about? It seems to me like there's always another new gadget, another new gimmick. It seems like, I guess what I'm getting at, in terms of your knowledge of the number of folks involved, are they on a decline? Are they steady? Are they increasing? Is this appealing to people this day and age?
I think it's increasing because even, let's take people who are looking for gold, and they get these expensive units to go out and scan the ground, and then it beeps at them, and then they find like a nail or a bullet or something. So I've had several of them come to me in the last 6 months wanting to know how to douse so they know where to set up their equipment.
Sure.
To actually find the gold.
Sure, if you know the region, then your equipment might be very much more scientific and give you a depth or something like that.
Right. In one of our classes last fall, we taught how to map douse for the gold first.
Yeah, now that's intriguing. How in the world can a map created by a person have such deep, rich information? It just... The person making the map is just doing some boundaries, but that's something on a paper.
Okay, think of it this way, where if you look at a photograph, or there are photographs on Google Earth, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there are photographs that are all kind of linked together. That is a photograph of the actual place on the Earth. Okay, so if you want, you can look at Northern California. You can douse out the area with the highest concentration of gold. And then you can go in and zoom in on that area, print out that map in color, a large map. And then you can do specific dowsing on that map to find out where the actual area is. The photograph is the land. It's no different than if you're in an airplane
right.
up there looking at it.
Okay, or if you're walking on it, it's the same thing. It's the image of
yes.
what's there.
You're imaging with your eyes what's there, yes.
And that's amazing. Without even getting out of your chair, you can get closer and closer to whatever it is you want to find.
So in this way, computers have actually aided us dowsers because we can look at the land for whatever we're dowsing for. We've doused for lost aircraft, downed aircraft, lost animals, pets. So I would say that this would be a very good tool for anyone to have who might be in the rescue field looking for people in an avalanche, earthquake. So it's a very valuable tool and has been used by the military for a long time, and I know specifically back in the Vietnam War, they used map dowsing to locate where the enemy was.
Oh, you're kidding. Really?
I have talked to the dowser who did it. He was a captain.
Mm.
And he would douse the maps and give the coordinates out to the officials and the pilots.
My goodness.
He also taught all the men how to use L-rods and various dowsing equipment to douse for landmines.
Yeah.
Every one of those guys who knew how to do that did not get blown up by a landmine.
Okay. And that's something, too, you've talked a little bit about. So I guess a person could make a pendulum out of almost anything as long as it swings back and forth, and it would be effective.
Yeah. If you're dowsing for gold, say, or whatever you're dowsing for, if it's a substance like gold or crystals or gems, we suggest you use a pendulum made of that particular item.
Yeah. So, again, well, yes, I started to say nothing's off limits, but it is, as you say, sometimes can I, and it says no. So then, okay, I guess you don't go there because you're not going to get anywhere. So you're already given, to me, two things. One is you're given permission, and the other you're given an indication that you can and likely will be successful in whatever you're seeking. Wow.
If you're dowsing for something in the future, then you douse a probability that the mm-hmm. information you get is actually mm-hmm. going to happen.
Yeah. And that's pretty accurate. I mean, how would we know until the time comes? It doesn't say like, you know, in 3 months, blah, blah, blah will happen. It sort of lets you know that something likely or something will happen.
Well, one example would be like you're looking for a job and you have these different companies. So what's the probability I would get this job within 6 months from this company? Or what is the probability I would get this job from this other company? So you want to be specific on all your details, like the time frame and the company.
Sure. Okay, it kind of reminds me, I just got this thought, and it's probably not the same. But if I went into a library, and I was looking for maybe a topic or maybe a specific book, look at the number of books in the library. You have to let the librarian know something about author, title, publication date, subject. You have to be specific in letting the librarian know, otherwise they're totally incapable of doing anything, or incapable, I guess, is the correct grammar. So that's sort of what you're telling me, the same idea. You have to be organized enough in your mind when you go to dowse to be really specific about what you're looking for.
Yes, and the more you know about the subject, the more accurate your answer is going to be.
Yeah. Wow. I keep saying wow. I'm sorry if I'm boring people, but it's not my first experience talking with Sharon, and it is always overwhelming. And to think something so ancient still exists, and as you said, interest in dowsing is not necessarily fading. It's actually increasing.
Yes.
But you guys don't go around. Of course, I don't read all the papers, but I'm sure there are newspaper things that say, come, learn to dowse, blah, blah, blah. You don't have a bunch of trumpets playing and a bunch of bands playing saying, listen to me, this is what we have. It's almost as if to get involved in this, you almost either have to be looking or receptive or be lucky enough to bump across somebody who's acquainted.
A lot of people come because they're frustrated because they can't figure out why they have allergies. They can't figure out what to do. You know, they want to be in charge of their health. So we teach them a method of what we call running corrections to help bring the energy in that will correct the body so that the body heals itself.
Mm-hmm.
And also, myself, I found that almost every prescription the doctor's given me, I've become allergic to. And so I've gotten to where now I just douse to see if this medication is safe for me or if
right.
I'm allergic to it.
Okay, and that's the other approach. It's not like you're going to douse and it's going to tell you, put spearmint leaves in your tea. It ain't going to do that. What you'd have to ask is, would spearmint be beneficial to me? something like that. Yes. In other words, you still have to have a concrete definition. This isn't just like typing something into Google and saying go, and it's going to give you all these answers. It's almost like you have to have an intuition or a feeling or something that tells you about something about what you're looking for. Yeah.
Yes, in fact, well, let's just take supplements.
Yeah.
What I would do is to either line up all my supplements or I would make a list of them so I can see which ones are safe for me and how beneficial they are. And with, I can find out how beneficial they are by using a chart from, say, 0 to 100. And so wherever the pendulum goes, let's say it goes to 50, it's only 50% effective or beneficial for me.
Wow, that is really enlightening, because as time goes on, and in my personal experience, there's a lot of folks out there looking for just this. There's a lot, it seems like a lot of the medicine today, it's like they have this thing printed out, and they look at you and say, well, this is what's wrong with you, and then they hit a button, and then it prints out, take this many 3 times a day, and it doesn't seem... It takes some skill to diagnose, I realize that, but it doesn't seem like there's a lot of individualization. And how would the doctor know if you're sensitive to something he prescribes? You won't know till you try it.
Right, because every body is a little bit different.
Yeah.
And so maybe this says take 2 of these 4 times a day. And what if you can only handle 1 4 times a day or a half of one? Or maybe you need 3 4 times a day. So we could actually find that out by dowsing. And we only do it for ourselves. We don't do it for other people.
Sure. But then to do that, every answer you have that you might get, you're still going to have it printed out in advance. So you're going to have to say 1 4 times a day, 1 half 4 times a day. Or maybe you start out with 1 a day, 2 a day, 3 times, 4 times, and get that answer, and then maybe say how many or something. In other words, how would you approach something that, let's say your answer is take 1 half 4 times a day. Now, you're not going to know that. How are you going to present in your dowsing question the information that will lead you to specifically 1 half 4 times a day? How does that work?
Well, let's just take aspirin.
Yeah.
And it says generally 2 4 times a day, right?
Yeah.
So the first question I'm going to ask is it safe for me to take 2 4 times a day?
Mm-hmm.
And if it says no, then I will just have my chart that's got numbers on it, and I'll say, how many should I take, or is it safe for me to take in a 24-hour period? And let's say it goes to 2. And how many should I take at one time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it might say 1. It could be 0.5.
Okay.
So I have various charts that I use depending on the situation.
Sure. And I assume these are all ones you've developed just through your own experience.
Yes.
And you're not going to find a book that's going to do that. In fact, how could it, I guess? In a way, it could, though.
There's a few books from dowsers.org bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you look on there, you'll find all kinds of dowsing tools and dowsing books. If you come to our meeting on June 5th at the library at 1 o'clock, then we will have tools there, and we will have instruction books on dowsing.
Okay. Okay, local meeting.
So we welcome everyone to come and experience dowsing. Just sit in and listen, or go ahead and pick up one of the tools and practice with it. See what you can do.
And preferable tools? Is there some time when you might be using the wrong tool, or is it likely that if you really have the right questions to ask, that you'll find that out?
The most popular tools are the L-rods and the pendulum.
Mm-hmm.
And most likely for personal use, it's the pendulum that's the best or the most popular. L-rods are great out in the field, finding water, different minerals, whatever you're looking for out in outside. You can check someone's aura with L-rods, and you can do the map dowsing with the smaller L-rods. So there's charts you can actually use with L-rods too, and that would be charts that are a list.
So the one of the take-homes that I get is that there's ample information available, and you sort of suit. Well, you take in the information, you get a feel for it, and then you make your choices. You get some guidance as to what's appropriate for you.
Yes, and you know, dowsing is just a tool to help you make an intelligent decision.
Sure.
And I think it shortcuts the process of finding the answer.
Yeah. I would think so, based on what you're saying. And I guess as I write and talk here, I'm distracting myself. Okay, we're talking with Sharon Hope today, a dowser, and a couple things she's mentioned. The phone number locally for Gold Country Dowsers, 534-3516. They have a National Dowsers website, dowsers.org, coming up June 5th here in town at the library, a local meeting of dowsers. And they meet basically the first Sunday of the month. And let's see, we have, I've got just too much information to go through it all without taking time. But by the way, all this information will be recording, assuming our webmaster dowses correctly. We'll have it up on the internet for you within a week or so. And it'll be staying there for a long time, and it'll be accessible on KROV.FM. Now, what are we missing, Sharon? What haven't I asked you, or what haven't you had a chance to expound about?
Well, in all the years I've been dowsing, I found that the more I know about a subject, the easier it is to ask the questions to get me the answers that I need.
Sure. It's not going to read the encyclopedia for you. You're going to have to know at least which letter of the alphabet in the encyclopedia you're looking at. That's my analogy. Makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Well, if you got, I've had a chance to say what you feel like you need to say. Anything else you want to mention?
Well, let's see. Of course, we'll welcome everybody to the meeting on June 5th. And we'll have the tools there for you to look at. And we recommend you go to dowsers.org and take a look at more information that's available on the website about dowsing. You'll also see some videos there, sample videos, and all the activities that go on. And you can join the American Society of Dowsers, and you'll get a quarterly newsletter. It's actually a journal, and with a lot of interesting articles in it. And what we do at our local meetings is to teach, like beginning dowsing and more advanced dowsing, and dowsing on various subjects like health and water, of course, finding things, maybe looking for something you've lost, maybe the car keys, or like me when I lost certain papers I needed right away.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a common problem, and surely it's nice if you can get the accurate information. And it's rewarding to me in that if you have an accurate question, the more accurate your question, the better you're likely to get an answer that's correct. So really knowing what you want. And boy, that seems rather easy. This is what I need. Help me. So it seems like you'd be able to define your question quite well. Okay, Sharon, well, maybe we'll let you go on your way. And thanks again for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you.